I was 83 on the 20th of this last month.
Do you feel like you're 83?
Yeah, I don't feel bad.
Yes, sir.
This doctor that had put this thing in, you know, like, he asked me if my mind had got to worry that I couldn't remember and so on. I said, well, I don't know. But now I remember a few things, a lot of things. I can remember as good as anybody else my age, I believe.
Yes, sir. Right. Tell me about your occupation. Have you always worked for the railroad?
No, I worked during World War I. I worked in the shipyard at Moss Point. And then I come back up here, and there was a big sawmill here, and so I worked at this sawmill.
Yes, sir.
Till 1926. And I got a job up here on the rail. And I worked there from then on. I got cut off, you know, a time or two.
Yes, sir.
During the Depression, I was cut off. Well, I was cut off 22 months.
And that must have been rough.
It was. You didn't have, and there wasn't no shade tree money then, you know.
Any what?
Shade tree money.
What's that?
That's money you draw, you know, when you get, if you were working on the railroad now and get cut off to where you don't have a job, why you draw. I don't know just how much it is now, but you draw enough to live on about it, you know.
I see. Kind of an unemployment plan?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I see.
But back then, there wasn't none of that.
Didn't have anything like
no,
that.
No, they didn't. It wasn't no shade tree money.
Shade tree money. You ever heard that word shade tree used any other way?
No, well, like, yeah. A shade tree is any tree that you get in the shade on.
Right, sure. What about a shade tree mechanic?
Yeah, he gets out under a tree somewhere and works on your car.
You right. when you call somebody a shade tree mechanic, does that necessarily mean that he's not very good at it, or he's just...
Well, no, it don't necessarily mean that, because my boy that was in here a while ago, he's a real diesel mechanic, you know, and that's the way he worked with the Hercules powder cumber out in the woods.
I see.
And he knows a diesel engine or any kind of engine, you know, or motor.
Yes, sir.
He's a good mechanic.
Yes.
But of course he ain't doing that now. He's a car inspector in the yard in Jackson.
Yes. I see. So a shade tree, somebody who kind of does it on his own?
That's right.
Right. Kind of self-trained?
Yeah.
I see.
Shade tree mechanic. Of course, most of them, you know, they just get out there. I've got out there and put the park plug in my car under the shade of the tree.
Right. So that'd make you a shade tree mechanic too,
yeah,
I guess
so. I used to, that big oak down there, I used to, when before the air conditioners and things come in, you know, I'd get out, I'd work at night, it'd be so hot in here, you couldn't sleep, you know, I'd get me a cot out there under that shade and sleep. Daytime.
That sounds good. Did you ever use a sleeping hammer?
Well, I didn't have one out there, that would be all right too, you know.
Yeah. A lot of people used to sleep on the screened-in porch or something like that, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. I used to have them, but then of course I got a screen porch. My wife told me I'm supposed to take that thing down, said nobody don't have them these days, but I like to sit out there and the mosquitoes won't bother me in the summertime, you know.
They pretty rough around here?
Yeah, at times they are. Mm-hmm. See the little drain and go down through there and it'll drive in holes and then mosquitoes. Of course, if it rained every day or two, I had to wash them all off, but then it don't do that.
Yes.
Then if it's